India celebrates Independence Day, but is there really freedom? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll look at that story, plus breakthrough stories on Bible translations. And by the time we're done, it'll look a lot like Christmas. First up, remember math class and all those times you thought, I will never use this? In India, people are glad to use it every day. It's one result of an adult literacy class offered through Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. Lindsay Ackerman says it's not just that, but also value through the gospel.
We're seeing such a multiplying effect of transformation, of people being empowered and able to do so much more than they ever even dreamed. We see a day that India will be transformed in the name of Christ.
India just celebrated Independence Day. That's 69 years of self-identity away from British rule. But
for those who are in the minority who are not Hindu in India, on a practical level, religious freedom is not always as free as we might expect.
And just like the U.S., that self-determination has a constitution. But what if you can't read it?
They have no way to gain knowledge about their rights as citizens, and that includes their rights to practice the religion that they choose openly and freely.
So the next time you think, I'll never use this in class, think about what you might miss out on if you couldn't. Following Jesus in Uzbekistan can be tough. Christians like Bhotir are constantly scrutinized. When his Muslim dad found out that Bhotir was a believer, he beat him up and kicked him out of the house. Bhotir tells Mission Eurasia that he's thankful, though. God is teaching him a lot through the persecution, and he's using him in youth ministry. In fact, he's already helped lead 3 kids to Christ. His is not the only story like that. You can help Mission Eurasia train more leaders like Bhotir through a link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. While the Bible should be accessible in every language, sadly, it's not. But portions of Scripture are sometimes translated ahead of time to give the full translation a head start. And Faith Comes by Hearing, or FCBH, is helping it go even further. Jonathan Huguenin of FCBH.
About 2.5 years ago, we launched Virtual Recording, which is a web-based recording product. And people anywhere in the world can hop online and record using their voice with a headset microphone. This really empowered us to begin recording portions.
So far, they've received help from people in 30 different countries, and some of them in refugee camps. The update on the Bible.is app offers all of these scripture portions.
This new version is a great breakthrough because it allows, even if there's just a book of the Bible available, it allows that book to be accessed right away.
Speaking of scripture, smuggled Bibles are resulting in lots of new believers in closed countries. There are now 700,000 Christians in a closed country that Vision Beyond Borders smuggled Bibles into for the last 20 years. In another region, remote villages that had no believers 5 years ago are now teeming with them. Pray that the Lord would keep opening the borders so that VBB can get his word to the people who need it. And maybe some of those Bibles will arrive just in time for Christmas. Okay, so it's really not too early to start thinking about Christmas. For Haiti with Love just had their annual Christmas in August dinner and auction. Eva DeHart of For Haiti.
We have it in August logistically to be able to transport the gifts and food and things to have everything in place in Haiti for a party on Christmas Day for the poor children in the Cap Haitien area.
Kids get toys, food, school supplies, and hygiene products, and they get to share the gospel with kids and their families.
This year, we're doing the Jesus film in Haitian Creole, the children's version. Parents will tend to listen to the kids better than they listen to a stranger. So if you can reach the children with the gospel message and they share it with their parents, then you draw the parents in to the family of God.
It's not too late to help the Haitian kids experience the Christ of Christmas in Haiti. After all, who doesn't love a party? You'll find the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for your world a little more intelligently? If that's you, get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. Our e-news blasts help you go deeper by featuring pictures and links to expanded coverage on these stories and others. I'm Ruth Kramer.